Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 25th of July, 2022. The Bible reading today is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 to 18, and chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Today's article, titled Easily Entangled, was written by Cindy Hess Casper. Soldiers fighting in a sweltering jungle many years ago encountered a frustrating problem. Without warning, a pervasive prickly vine would attach itself to the soldiers' bodies and gear, causing them to be trapped. As they struggled to get free, even more of the plant's tentacles entangled them. The soldiers dubbed the weed as the wait-a-minute vine, because once entwined and unable to move forwards, they were forced to shout out to other members of their team, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm stuck." In a similar way, it's hard for followers of Jesus to move forwards when we're ensnared by sin. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 tells us to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and run with perseverance. But how do we throw off the sin weighing us down? Jesus is the only one who can free us from pervasive sin in our lives. May we learn to fix our eyes on him, our Saviour. Because the Son of God became fully human in every way, he knows what it's like to be tempted, yet not sin. Alone, we may be desperately entwined by our own sin. But God wants us to overcome temptation. It's not through our own strength, but his, that we can throw off entangling sin and run after his righteousness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the race you've set before me. Please give me wisdom and discernment to steer clear of the sin that tries to entangle me and prevent me from running well. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.